Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right. Who hasn't had acne issues out there at some point in their life? And you know, Michelle, didn't you just say that you had acne as a kid and then it came back as soon as menopause set in?
I got adult acne. What's up with that? I mean, I finally get my face cleared up and I look pretty good for, you know, quite a while. And then all of a sudden, boom, adult acne hits. Not fun.
I know. And we've got women out there going through the same thing, as well as wondering what to do with their daughters, too. And, you know, Dr. Doris Day is a dermatologist we've had on this show so many times, and she is one of our most favorite go-to people to be able to help us understand what to do with this acne issue, especially as it relates to one particular drug, Accutane. Is this a miracle acne drug? Well, so Dr. Day, welcome back to Her Radio. And our listeners want to know, what is Accutane? And is this some miracle cure for acne?
Accutane is actually, I do think of it as a miracle drug for acne. Not always a cure. I don't consider anything to be a cure for acne. But of course, it has to be for the right candidate. And it's a very long conversation with your dermatologist because it is a serious drug. But I will tell you that for the right person, it cannot just be life-changing, it can be life-saving. Acne can affect your self-esteem, and it can be permanently scarring and disfiguring. So addressing it properly and sometimes aggressively can be really important and helpful.
Boy, is that the truth. So actually, our producer shared a story with us about her, you know, having acne as a teenager and how tough that was for her. And the only thing that really saved her was, you know, taking Accutane when her face was so broken out. And it's just really, it does affect the self-esteem in so many ways. So let me ask you, and I loved hearing her story, right, because she was so truthful and honest. And I think that's where we need to get with stories like this, is we need to have people who can come and say, I've lived there, I've done this, and it helped me. But who would you consider to be the ideal candidate to take Accutane?
Accutane is usually not a first choice in terms of a treatment. Typically, we start with more common things like topical treatments, topical antibiotics, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid. There's lots of things we have that we can do for acne. And then once I see sometimes we go to an antibiotic by mouth. And once we've passed those, if it keeps coming back or if it's very severe and scarring doesn't mean change in color. Scarring means change in texture of the skin. Then I go to Accutane. And Accutane is actually no longer available. The actual drug name is called oral isotretinoin. And now there's a bunch of different generics. But you do have to go through questions. So everybody will get dry eyes, dry skin, dry mouth. Everything else that can happen is much less common to downright rare. Things like some hair shedding that can occur, stress shedding. Sometimes you can have decreased night vision, headaches, joint aches, a little bit of tiredness to it. The really, really scary things that are rare, and we're not entirely sure of the association, are things like suicidal ideation or depression. And then one thing we know 100% for sure is that if a woman gets pregnant on Accutane, she will have a deformed child. Getting pregnant on Accutane or for a month after you stop is absolutely not an option. You cannot do that. It will be a guaranteed deformed child. So once you have that conversation, you understand you're going to be dry. It's a 4 to 5 month course. And I have found that patients tolerate it extremely well. Use sun protection in that time. You see the acne getting better. And we titrate the dose. You don't start too high in most patients because it can make it a little bit worse before it gets better. Right. But then after that, you get better and better, and you get to stop all the other treatments that you're doing and just take one pill twice a day. Twice a day is better than once a day, so I always divide the dose. And it helps if you take it with a cookie or something. It's better absorbed with a little bit of fat because it's a vitamin A derivative, and so that's fat-soluble. But you can't take high doses of vitamin A and think it's going to be the same thing. Studies show that just doesn't work. It's actually a drug, and you have to take it in this way.
Well, when you mentioned that it's a drug, explain to our listeners how it actually works. How does it work?
So some of it we understand and some of it we don't understand. But what we think happens is that it affects the oil-producing glands that are driving the pimple to form, and it's affecting that. So we actually don't know the exact underlying cause of acne. We just kind of know what we see. We know things that we don't even know all the things that can make it worse. We know some of it is hormonal. And so for some women who have acne on the lower face, you mentioned around menopause, that's because it's a hormonal shift. But some women, as they finish their teenage years, they enter into their 20s, all of a sudden their acne pattern changes, and it's more on the lower face and along the jawline. And that's an adult form of acne that's hormonally driven. And for that, I often use a hormonal contraceptive and then another drug in an off-label use called spironolactone, which is used as a diuretic, but it blocks the hormone receptors.
Right.
So it does get complicated and creative, but actually how it exactly works, it affects something in the oil glands that make the acne form. It helps the skin cells mature more normally, and that seems to have a lasting impact on preventing acne in the future.
So how long does someone need to be on the drug?
Usually it's about a four-month course, but if I start at a lower dose because I don't want it to flare before it gets better, then we add an extra month or two. So it can be a 4 to 6 month course, and we do it sometimes by weight. So you really have a lifetime dose that you can take for Accutane, and so you can kind of play around with the dose to make the course a little bit shorter or longer to reach that dose level for that one particular course. But I mentioned early on that there's no cure for acne. So when people take Accutane or one of the generics that are now available, their acne will get better, but sometimes it could be 6 months, a year, 2 years later. Sometimes you do need a second course of Accutane. And whenever I stop the drug, I always put my patients on a topical retinoid like Retin-A or Tazorac in order to maintain clearance. And they can start that at once or twice a week. But once you're done with Accutane, you still have to take care of your skin and know that the acne can still come back.
Well, this is a perfect example of making sure that women out there know you can't wing this. You need to sit down with someone like Dr. Day, a very experienced dermatologist, and work it out. And it's ever dynamic. You know, you don't know what's going to happen after 4 months, 5 months. And you need to have a strategy and a plan and really good follow-up. I know that sometimes you get busy out there. Don't give me that look. I saw that.
My gosh.
Do you know what I'm saying? As physicians, you know, we get that look all the time. It's like, I'm so busy, this and that. But, you know, you're taking a serious drug. And it's, you know, I think you made that point extremely well. Now, that being said, what about things like alcohol? Can you drink alcohol while you're on this drug?
That's another area you have to be very careful. And we do blood tests every month to measure for liver function and also for women pregnancy tests every month to make sure they're not pregnant. But because this drug is metabolized or digested by the liver, then it's important to avoid other drugs, including alcohol, even Tylenol. I tell my patients, try not to take anything you don't have to take, because all of those are also digested or metabolized by the liver. And so trying to minimize those is really important. I actually have a patient on Accutane now, and I can tell the months where he's like off with his friends doing something because his liver function goes up a little bit. So there's no lying to your dermatologist. Let's just put it that way. And you don't want to hurt your liver, so it helps to minimize alcohol.
Fantastic. Dr. Doris Day, once again, just a fabulous expert helping us understand if Accutane is the miracle acne drug. Well, there's no cure, but it sure helps. That's what we learned. And her wonderful book is Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock with Dr. Day's revolutionary four-step program for ageless skin. Dr. Day, thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And let's talk about the concerns quickly of Accutane. Do not take it while you're pregnant or getting pregnant. And also, it can cause depression. So be careful and talk to your doctor about the side effects. You're listening to her radio on Radium D. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.